Coming up on this episode of the Emulate This podcast, we get hypothetical once again, this time in prison. Each one of us will pick a video game character that we would most want to be stuck in a jail cell with. And then one character we would hate to be stuck in a jail cell with. Then later, we're going to take two of the most iconic beat-em-up games of all time, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter II, put them in the ring for our Thrilla in Pixzilla segment. All right, let's start the show. Episode 15 of the Emulate This podcast, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Season 2, number 15. I don't want to confuse it with season 1. Rory.
I feel like this is more than 15.
No.
Oh, well. I feel like we're on like 35.
I know, it feels like.
Nobody's paying attention anyway.
No.
It doesn't matter. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
This is our 100th episode.
Is it really?
No.
No.
Oh.
But that's what we want to go.
Yeah, not paying attention. It's like, I thought we just did 50.
They got you.
We have a good show.
Bamboozled.
Hopefully.
We're going to talk who would we want to spend a prison cell, or who would we want to live in prison with? Or who would we want to be in a pen with in prison?
If we had to.
Right.
If we were forced.
Jack, get in here.
Well, then we wouldn't have a choice. Then why are we even picking?
Right.
The hypothetical scenario was,
because we have a podcast.
If you were sent to prison, who would be your ideal cellmate?
Your ideal cellmate. Yeah,
and who would be your least ideal cellmate? That was the hypothetical scenario that we all agreed to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Except Eric was not on that call, were you?
I was not on that call. No, I was probably asleep.
I think you were working.
Way too early.
Actually doing real shit.
Oh, actually doing,
doing
something with my life.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to be T-Rex.
And we...
That's all of our plan.
Every once in a while, Rory does say something where you're like, that's amazing. That's one of the funniest things you've said in a while. I want to grow up to be T-Rex.
Later on in the show, we have a debut segment, Thrilla in Pixzilla.
No, it's not debut. We tried it once before.
Yeah, but we didn't call it Thrilla in Pixzilla last
time. Okay, you're right.
No, we didn't call it that. And last time we did it, it was kind of half-ass.
Mm.
So we decided this is a new and improved version of it.
We're going to full-ass it this time.
We're going to full-ass it.
We're pitting two games against one another, Mortal Kombat.
And
Street Fighter 2.
The first two games of each game.
Right, the arcades.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Right. Not like Street Fighter 3 and not...
No.
Not just Mortal Kombat 3.
Street Fighter 2.
Mortal Kombat 1 and 2, Street Fighter 1 and 2. Well, really Street Fighter 2.
The point of the segment is to pick two games that went head-to-head.
Well, this is also a good way to talk about... You know, you can't really do an entire review. I don't think you can anyways.
No.
On Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. It would be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is a good way to talk about games... Like, maybe we'll do Bubble Bobble at some point.
Right, you can do that.
Versus what?
Hubert?
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Right.
Oh.
You know.
I've heard better.
Marble.
Shut the fuck up, Rory.
That was the joke in episode 14.
Yeah, really. Get a new joke. You fucked yourself. The T-Rex was great.
Yeah, you've peaked. You've peaked on T-Rex.
It's over.
You should have left. You should have Costanza'd. You should have just...
I'm out. I got more.
Left on a high note. All right, good.
I got more. Does your face hurt?
Oh, God.
Oh my God! For real?
No.
Mute his microphone. He's suspended for 5 minutes.
Oh, I forgot that I have that power.
Suspend him for 5 minutes. Suspend him for 5 minutes.
Oh, he's off.
Thank you.
Oh,
he's off. Hey, Rory, how you doing? So far, we're off to a great start.
It's a bang up start.
Rambling
Mike.
About bullshit.
I like the digitized Eagles helmet shirt, Mike.
Yes,
pretty good.
8-bit Eagles shirt.
8-bit helmet.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good.
Pretty fucking sweet.
One of my wife's cousins. Husband's was over the other day for it was like Christmas, like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this. And he was like, I like the 16-bit shirt. And I was like, oh, that's 8-bit.
Get your shit together.
No, you're bits.
You fucking pleb.
You hit him with a controller.
You know nothing of bits, sir.
You don't know shit about anything.
I don't even know bits.
All right, well, let's jump right into it. How about the Odyssey?
How about it?
Oh, yes, here we are. All right, top Eastern Road once again in the Odyssey. I'm going to go first on the Odyssey, guys.
No, no, you're not.
No, yes, I
will. Whoa!
Because my mic is on.
On fire.
I played Gunstar Heroes.
Oh.
This week.
Cool.
It's a game I'm torn. I don't know if I like it or I don't like it. Okay? Mm. It's got really good graphics. It's got good music.
It's not as good as Contra.
Right. It wants really to isn't. Be Contra.
It wants to be Contra, but it's too chibi.
Exactly. Mm. It wants to be a lot of things. Metal Slug.
I would agree with that.
But yeah, there's something about... I mean, it is fun. You know, it sounds good. It's
great
fast.
Great co-op game.
Yeah. But when you're done playing, you're kind of thinking, all right, is that a really good game or not? You know what I mean?
The problem with that game, in my opinion, is that there's so much shit thrown at you all the time. Like, Contra has, like, art in the way that, like, the characters are laid out and the enemies come to you and they have, like, you know, positions that you have to storm, like, running up mountains and stuff like that. Like, Super C, that first level, is perfect with, like, the guns that just appear out of the ground and guys on, like, towers. But Gunstar Heroes doesn't have that. They just keep throwing wave after wave after wave. Every second you were shooting in that game in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like annoying to play almost. You're just like, stop throwing these fucking people at me. Like, there's shit everywhere.
Yeah.
All over.
Yep. A lot of boss fights.
Well, that's the
treasure. Lot of boss fights.
That's the bread and butter.
Right. Less level, more boss fights.
I was going to say, is this one of those games where it's better with two co-op?
People. Yeah, okay. I think it's way better with two people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you need someone to watch your back when you play this game. Like I said, it's not like Contra where you just motor forward. Mm. There's a lot of bullshit coming out from behind you, and the boss fights are ridiculous. But it's not like Contra where you just get a spread gun and that's it.
Well, the gimmick
you need to
is
constantly
that you get,
switch.
You get two gun slots, you can combine the two guns and make a third gun. So you technically really have three guns in the game. So you can use two of the same and make it a super one of that, or you can combine the benefits. Sometimes they're kind of shit when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I usually always get the two flames if I can because you get an extremely powerful flamethrower, but it's very short distance.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get right up in people.
Yeah.
But it's still a good game. I don't like how you can't switch between the gun and running gun style and the locked style. You have to pick that and stick with it for the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
So unlike, say, Contra Hard Corps where you can on the fly hit A and B, I believe, and switch between run and gun and locked and shooting. And then you have to lock into the type.
Yeah, you got
to
lock in.
Unlike
Super
Contra Hardcore where you can toggle between the two.
Right.
So it's a good game. They've made a sequel or it's kind of like a port, actually, for the Game Gear. It might be PSP. I think it's Game Gear. Meh.
All right, who wants to go next?
What a sloppy
Rory. I'll go next.
Rory will go next.
I've been playing on the Pi, the Super Nintendo game, Kirby's Dream Land Golf. I think that's the name of it. It's Kirby Golf.
Okay.
So
it's
Chip. It's chip and putt.
Short holes.
Very short holes. I mean, you know, three strokes. It's like chip and putt. It's mini golf.
Yeah.
Except it has the Kirby quirks. So like again, Kirby, you can copy people's abilities. So like if you run into a person like a flame guy, then you have the flame ability. Mm-hmm. So you can fly through stuff or obstacles or over water. You know, there's a stone guy who just like, you could do like shots up in the air.
It's on the SNES Classic.
It is on the SNES Classic.
Yeah,
I did
play it a little bit.
It's a fun game. You know, I mean, it's not a golf game in the sense of like, you know, anything realistic or even like an arcade one like Neo Turf Masters.
Not even close to a simulator.
Oh, no.
It might as well be
totally goofy.
It could be not golf at all and would make sense.
Sure. I mean, the only thing that has in common with golf is that you have strokes.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get into a hole.
I expected more golf when I turned it on.
My
strokes in the hole. You knew we were going there.
Well, it's typical Saturday night at my house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, harumph, yeah. Harumph, and harumph. I heard three strokes,
hey,
so for you.
I didn't get a harumph out of that
harumph
guy.
Harumph! Sorry.
Give the governor harumph.
Watch your ass.
We literally just did a scene from Blaze's
house. Just stealing it. Who cares?
Fuck. Whatever.
Good times.
That game looks like it'd be more fun with two people, though.
It is absolutely.
I only
more
played
fun.
It by myself, and I
had it
like,
as a
eh,
child.
I'm not feeling
my, one of my brothers and I would play that a lot. It's fun. It's a great chill out type of game because you. So I don't think in two players you could even lose. I think you just lose the hole and you can start over again. So I don't think you can actually game over. You could just keep playing. There's also a code I believe to unlock all the courses. I think there's 8 courses altogether.
Oh, it's a code.
Yeah. And on the Pi or, you know, just the PC emulators, you can just put in a hack and unlock all the courses from the beginning. So it's fun. Definitely fun. There are lots of quirks. Probably like 9 or 10 different upgrades for Kirby, like against stone, ice, fire. It might be like a bomb one, umbrella. It's fun. But
Mike, how about you?
I finished XCOM.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. XCOM 2 or 1?
It's not the PC one.
It's the original.
Original, okay.
But the 360, Enemy Unknown it was.
Okay.
Not the expansion pack, Enemy Within.
No.
Yeah, Enemy Unknown.
No. Okay. Very much enjoyed it. A lot.
I love the XCOM
and
franchise.
I gotta say, when I finished it, there's definitely flaws in it.
Sure.
There were definitely moments where I was really fucking pissed off.
And aroused.
I'm always aroused.
Okay. Right.
Always.
Now. That's why we're
so far apart.
That's right.
Yeah. Something bad could happen. I don't know what the fuck I was saying.
You're T-Rex. Go ahead.
T-Rex and I was in XCOM. I was a T-Rex in XCOM. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, T-Rex got me back on track. When I finished the game, I started it over again.
Really?
I did. Which is crazy because when I tell you I was frustrated and pissed off at this game, I was frustrated, like saying to the screen, this game sucks. This game's bullshit. It's fucking like the enemies. Sometimes the enemies seem like it glitched out and you would situate your guys in such a way. And then all of a sudden an enemy would just kind of pop up right there. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Did you have that experience when you played?
They ghost once in a while. I mean, that's a flaw in the port to the
And there's a
the
couple and there's a couple enemies, they're called floaters, where they have jetpacks and they float and you set up around them and then they float on top of you, don't see them, and then they come back or behind you and they flank you. It's like, the fuck you, asshole. I just took a half hour setting up to kill this one floater and you fly around and now I'm fucked. Okay, so there's a ton of parts in the game that were really, really annoying.
Sounds cheesy.
Right.
But it was super annoying.
You can cheese them too, though. There's lots of ways to re-cheese them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on your layout. I mean, what is my pick for that game, or for every round, is to take two snipers.
I always took one.
I always, because snipers get free ammo there's a perk where they get free ammo. Doesn't count if it's a kill. And you put them on, you waste three turns on them, get them in a spot that's high up, that is great vantage point with cover. On like three sides, and put him on Overwatch. That means anytime he sees a guy walk by,
I gotta talk about that.
Bam!
Overwatch.
Shoots him.
I gotta talk about that. Shot. That Overwatch feature is really frustrating because you miss all the time.
Sure,
all the time. Mm. That's a little on the annoying side. At least give me two or three hits. Or HP points taken away.
Well, that's a flaw in human perception about percentages. Like when I tell you 95% chance that you'll hit.
Yeah.
There is a 5% chance that you miss.
You're totally right.
But not only that, every chance is independent. There's no, because you missed the first time, doesn't mean you're not going to miss the second time.
Right. Mm.
So, like, every chance is independent.
But it was one of those games where when I was finished, I was like, all right, I think I can do this even better now.
Oh.
And I think I can make it easier on myself and more fun, and I can build better things or whatever.
Better strategies. Robots.
Right, right. So, like, I did. I restarted the game, but I don't know how much further I'm going to get back into it or what have you. It could be, I'll tell you what, hours just like fly the fuck, at least for me, the hours flew the fuck by. I would easily play this game. Like, I finished it in a couple weeks, and for me, that's fast.
Yeah.
That's really fucking fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would sit down with this game for 5 hours at a time, and that's a lot for me. I'd work early in the morning, and it's like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. What's that?
I never played this game. How many characters do you get to walk around with? Like you said, you got to pick.
Well, you start with four, and then you can work your way up to eventually six.
Oh.
And you eventually get this thing called is it a Shiv or SHIV? What the fuck is that?
Psionic soldiers.
Okay. No. You get the robots.
Yeah, the robot. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty sweet because. They don't count, right? You can just build a new one.
Right.
So they don't go, because if one of your soldiers dies,
he's dead.
You're fucked because you've built up a soldier. Like, for instance, I was naming all of my soldiers after, like, you guys. Mm-hmm. I named a couple after the Super Podcast Brothers. Mm-hmm. They died right away.
Great job, guys.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Andy.
Andy Tim, and Tim. Yeah, you only lasted one fucking mission.
They grow weak in Minnesota.
But like Eric was like a lieutenant or maybe a corporal or something like that, or a sergeant. Maybe you were a sergeant.
I thought you were.
So I built him up after a while, and when he dies, everything goes away.
Yeah.
So you have to build up another soldier, and it takes a little bit of time.
You're always better off taking one or two rookies on every fight, just so you can always have somebody baking.
You couldn't make Eric part two? The fuck?
That's what Trish said.
Eric Jr.
Nobody knows who Trish is.
Trish is smarter than you. Should have listened to her.
She was. She's like, why don't you just make a part two of there the person? You go. Like, no, he's dead. It's over.
I want him dead.
He's dead. He'd move on.
Anyway, I enjoyed it a lot. I really did. I mean, if I had to rank it, if I had to give it a score, I'd probably give it a 7, 7.5 based on the learning curve is incredibly high. And I think I talked about this a couple podcasts ago, but like, it's really, really high and it can be very frustrating. I liked it a lot.
I have more recommendations for you, assuming Eric hasn't already given them to you. Down the line.
He's going to play Dark Souls because he's a real man.
Okay.
Aren't you, Mike?
You know, to be honest with you, what I really got to get it like my ass on, this year I've knocked out a lot of really huge titles, but I really got to get on GTA 5.
That's top of the list.
You did give me that.
Yeah, you should play that.
Yeah, I got to get
one
on.
One of the best games ever.
I got to get on that. Opinion. But I mean, like, I got Bioshock out of the way, Skyrim.
Yeah.
This game wasn't really on top of my list, but like, I got some pretty big titles. I'm about to finish Chrono Trigger, so I got some.
Yeah. I was going to recommend the Orange Box, which is three Half-Lifes and Portal. You can't play Team Fortress. You need a live account. And then, because that's all one disc. And then I was going to recommend the Fallout.
Okay.
Or the Mass Effects.
Yeah, Fallout's on my list as well, since
Oh, they're great. I wish I could play them again for the first
time. So you liked Fallout more than Skyrim?
Yes.
Eric?
I like Skyrim a little more than Fallout, but I mean, they're so close.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. I'm done.
Eric, how about you?
Okay, PUBG, I can't stop.
Yeah, wow, this is like...
You're playing right now. Turn it off, ass.
This is the game I've been waiting for 10 years and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
It's the most fun I've had in a game in 10 years. And the PC players are going, dude, this game's been out for 2 years. Well, I don't have a PC. I never played the Arma games. I never played any of the Arma mods. I never played, you know, anything that's similar to that, DayZ or H1Z1. I've never played one of those survival kind of games. This is a little different than them anyway. For me, it's refreshing. And when I say it's the most fun, it's with squads. It's with friends. It's on your own.
Real people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With your friends, like your team of four against other teams of four. There's 100 people on the map. And it's just a totally different kind of like a war game. It's more like a simulator. There's strategy involved. It's not Call of Duty where you just run into the guy, shoot him, you die, then you start at the back of the map and keep going. Once you're dead, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's strange because you can get killed in the first 10 minutes, but you can spectate your team. So you almost, I mean, not that you don't care. You'd rather be in the game, but it's not the end of the world because you're helping, like, look for where the enemy is and stuff. It's like, dude, he's at 300 on the compass, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, and there's tactics. Like, for instance, there could be two guys in a house, and they maybe see you, maybe they don't. But you're surrounding the house, and you got one guy at the back door. All right, I'm going to go to the back door. The other guy's going to go to the front door. I'll throw a grenade in there. So when they run out, then we're going to blow them away because they have to get away from their grenade. Just stuff like that. Simple shit like that. But for me, the tactics and shit like that, it's just totally different than anything I've played before. I'm sure there are other games out there that have that sort of a thing. But
have you ever parked a car in front of a door and had a guy get ringed out? He couldn't get out.
I've never. No, I've seen that.
I've seen that. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, because you can't get totally out. You can't get away. Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's in a door. He can't get out because the door won't open. No, but I've used vehicles to get on roofs of houses and stuff, which is always fun. There's things that suck about it. It crashes a lot.
Yeah.
I'd say for some people, they crash a lot. I crash 1 in 10 games, maybe. And I get a little lag here and there, but they've been updating it. So it's gotten better. And it's only going to get better. And there's another map that hasn't released that. They got other problems before they released this map for Xbox One. But,
how long is like each battle or whatever? Do you know what I mean? If you meet up with people and log on, how long do you have to play for? You can't just play for 20 minutes, right?
Well, each game is like, I guess from the very beginning when you jump out of the plane to the final circle is like a half hour.
Okay.
If you make it all the way to the end.
So you got
to
sit down. For some time, though.
Oh, yeah. Right? Like, you could die in the first 5 minutes or 2 minutes and have to watch your teammates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want to play with them in the next round again. I mean, you can leave if you want.
The longest round you were ever in?
It's about a half hour to get to the final circle and win.
All right.
Yeah, the chicken dinner. As
so it's
they
not
say.
Like something would turn into 3 hours.
No, it's
like you're holed
timed.
Up in a house.
Yeah,
it's
no, they
the
shrink.
Oh, okay. Smaller, right. Smaller and smaller.
Oh, I got
yeah,
you.
They
all
shrink right. The area you're allowed to be in the map.
Yeah.
Over time, like every 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you have to
like
keep
Bomberman.
Yeah, right. Kind of. You have to
yes.
keep, exactly.
You
like
have
Bomberman.
To keep moving.
Except
so eventually, there's a circle.
Exactly like Bomberman. Right.
There's like 30 guys in a very small area of the map, and then all of a sudden, everybody's blowing everyone away. So it's you know.
All right.
Do you do you have a tagline like an 80s movie? Do you kill people?
No, I suck it, motherfucker. I don't. I do suck it, motherfucker.
It's not like Total Recall when you kill your wife. You're like. You go, consider that a divorce. Like, you don't have, like, those lines.
I do, like, a what the fuck were you thinking sometimes? Like what were you thinking? Like, a guy will come at me with a crowbar. He sees that I have a fucking assault rifle in my hand. He comes at me with a crowbar. Mm-hmm. I'm in the bathroom looting, and he comes up behind me with a crowbar and hits me with it once. And I'm like, what the fuck were you thinking? I don't know. It's just a blast, man. It hits that itch that I didn't even know I need scratching. It's really cool.
You could just tell me when you have an itch.
Oh, thank you.
I'll scratch it.
Oh, you're all right. You're all right.
It's on his testicles.
I'll tell you what. That's my brother-in-law right there.
All
right, this is getting weird.
That's not gay.
This is getting weird. This is getting really weird.
Is it gay if your brother scratches your balls?
No.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Yes, it is.
I was just going to say, by the next episode, I want you to tell me your tagline. Like, I want it to be ridiculous. Like, I want people to be confused when they hear it. Like, I want you to kill somebody and be like, "Who's Croups of Raisins?"
I don't know why I thought of this, but I'm thinking of this right now. There were, Steven Seagal, there were sexual, assault allegations against him.
Shocking.
And, recently? Yeah, shocking. Yeah. And they were able to prove that indeed he did, because there were two girls that said he said the same exact thing as he climaxed. Okay. They had never talked to each other, but they had both said, "I want to know what the fuck he says."
Yeah.
When he climaxes.
Okay.
Don't you want to know? It's got to be.
They didn't say.
Why would he? No, they won't. They didn't announce like to the public what it is, but don't you want to know?
Yes.
Because he's such a fucking weird dude.
Anybody see Ricky? Yeah.
What did you say, Ryan?
Anybody see Ricky?
Anybody want Ricky?
Anybody know who did Bobby Lupo?
He's the worst actor in the world.
That's what he says when he climaxed.
He's so bad. But I love his movies because it's one of those, so fucking bad that it's good things.
See, I can't. I've never sat through a whole Steven Seagal
movie. It's so bad, it's good. I have like 10 of them on DVD because they're so bad.
What is the one where he's
you know what? I think I saw Under Siege.
That was kind of a real movie. It was his only kind of a real movie.
Is that the one where he's the cook on the train?
Yeah, he's the cook on the ship. The ship. Under Siege, yeah.
That's the one allegedly. That's the one where Gary Busey jumps out of the cake.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Remember Gary Busey dresses, I think he dresses as a woman. He jumps out of a cake.
Yes, I think it was Gary Busey.
Of course.
Like, no, that was, Erica Alenia or something like that.
All right, yeah.
Aleniac from back in the day. She was hot tits then.
Oh man.
I think it was that Erica Alenia.
You know, Van Damme and Seagal hated each other back in the day.
I bet, because Seagal's a fucking sham.
They were pooching each other's
shams. He's a total joke, but that's why his.
What's the one where one of them? I don't remember which one it was. They fight the guy dressed. He's like an assassin dressed as the Pittsburgh Penguin at a hockey rink.
Oh!
Is that Van Damme?
Final or sudden death?
Skate off.
Sudden death.
That was awesome.
That's Van Damme.
That's Van Damme.
Sudden death.
He sneaks his way into the arena.
That's terrible.
He kills the guy dressed as the Penguin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty bad.
And I think he becomes the goaltender at one point, doesn't he?
I don't remember.
And he
that.
Gives his daughter some kind of like, you know, hand signal that it's like, "Hey, it's me, Dad. You know, I'm a goaltender." You know, what I mean?
Hey, I'm
she's
a
the only one in the
it's
stadium.
Not, it's not the real goaltender.
I am the
it's
goaltender.
Me.
Hey, I'm a goaltender.
I'm a goaltender. Yeah,
I'm here to save you. Save you from Tom Paul.
Holy shit!
All right.
Anyway, so game review.
Let's get on hypothetical, guys.
Hypothetical.
Holy
hypothetical.
Shit. What Steven Seagal character are you?
Yeah. So if you were in prison,
you know who got Bobby Lupo.
If you were in prison, who would you want to be in a cell with? Right.
Well, I mean, not one, but like if you had to be.
Okay. If you were had convicted of a crime and sent to prison, who would be your ideal cellmate?
Right.
And then who would be
the
ideal?
What would be the crime that you'd probably be convicted of too?
Oh, we need to do that.
Right.
No.
Oh man, that's.
But I might throw that in there.
So is it life sentence then?
Well, I got my
it
own.
Doesn't, it doesn't. None
because
of
I
it's
thought,
irrelevant.
Because I kind of. It's gonna it's cry, not man. Though.
What the sentence? How long the sentence is?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
put two murderers together.
Well,
they just throw you in there, and unless you like eat your cellmate, you're stuck with someone.
How do you know that, Roar? Oh, you spent a lot of time in prison, Roar. Roar. How do you know?
I watched
back in the day. You did 5 to 10.
I used to watch the Dateline prison show a lot.
I'm an expert.
Locked up.
Why don't you have a seat over here?
Oh, did you ever see Locked
Up? Right down.
You guys ever see Locked Up
Scott
Abroad?
Scott Hansen from yeah. the...
Locked Up Abroad is amazing.
No,
not Scott Hansen. It was Chris Hansen.
Oh, Chris Hansen. Scott Hansen does the NFL...
Whatever happened to that?
No, Chris Hansen...
He got
sued, didn't he?
No, he didn't get sued.
No, he like cheated
he was
on
like,
his wife.
Yeah, he was
so
like
he couldn't
on his
be
wife.
Like the moral police anymore. He didn't look good. It's like, oh, well, you're catching... Well, which is way worse. Catching the kid touchers, but...
Oh, God, he would come in and be like,
why don't you
have a seat? Why don't you have a seat over here?
Yeah.
But like,
I'll just take those cookies away from you. Now.
I'll just take that bag of condoms from you. And I'll just put them on the sink.
As is my understanding,
I'll also take that cat away from
stray
you.
Cat, yeah, that one guy. What the fuck?
None of
that?
Those convictions held up because you can't endanger a child. So the bait was actually obviously an 18-year-old woman.
Right.
Was an adult.
Right.
They argued, and I think most of them won, saying that since it was never a child to begin with, I'm not a pederast.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you were pretending. And there's no crime actually being committed right, because the right. people, all the parties were adults.
However, the intention was there.
Yeah.
And those people's
sure.
faces, which is
sure.
good enough for me.
Well, sure. it's like that. What was that one show? Bait Car or whatever. When the cops
oh,
put
yeah,
a fake
that's
car.
So great.
They
How
put like an Escalade with the
be?
Keys in the ignition and people yeah. would jump in it.
Yeah.
I think this and is speed off. To do with that.
Okay. Back to why
no,
we're
but
in
it
prison.
Was like faking people
thing.
Out.
It's an entrapment. All right, Ryan.
You want me to go first?
Who's the best? Who's the worst? Go. Who is your ideal cellmate, given the circumstances, and who's the opposite? Who would be the worst?
It has
scenario?
To be a dude.
Okay,
obviously.
I didn't know we were picking an opposite.
It has to be a dude.
Yeah. All right. Do you want? Do
Please
it,
read the memo next time.
Somebody else goes first. You think?
I'll go first. Right. If I had to be locked up with somebody, I'm going to go with Handsome Jack from Borderlands.
Okay.
Because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
First of all,
he's effeminate too.
Wait, is you think so?
Yeah.
Oh no, that was part of the reason I was gonna. This next thing I was gonna say is he's definitely not attracted to me.
Oh!
No, he's not effeminate. No, it. Either way, whatever. He won't be attracted to me. I'm telling you.
I'll tell him no.
He's an evil genius, and he may be able to break us the fuck out of there, especially if we're doing life.
Eric's like, I wouldn't kiss him unless, you know, he came onto me, and then I totally would kiss him.
Shut up, Roy. Stupid, sexy so, yeah. Roy. Maybe he would get us out of there. So, yeah, right. I would go with Handsome Jack. He's funny.
All right.
It'd be a good time. Who I would never want to be with? Probably Donkey Kong. He's a fucking stinky ape who grunts Donkey, and
that's pretty good.
Throws his fucking shit all over the place.
That's
yeah,
good.
all fucking night while you're trying to sleep. Fucking smells like shit. Or, yeah, he's got fucking shit matted in his ass, like as Rory said about Alf.
Oh, man.
Fucking
shit stuck
shit
to your ass.
Shit stuck right. in the hair around his ass. God, he probably smells like fucking elephant. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's how I see it.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
So the ideal cellmate, I think, is Bomberman.
Because
he's going to just bomb the wall, and then we're going to leave.
Yeah,
that's all I got, really.
There you
I
go.
Mean, what else?
That's
you know,
perfect.
What else do I? What yeah. else do I need?
With Bomberman, though, he'll end up fucking himself
over.
What if he
kicks
one
over to you
right next to him and can't get out?
Yeah,
he's not going
to
kick one
he's
over
stuck,
to me.
Puts the bomb down,
the
kicks
bed
it
the
wall.
No, he won't do that though. Because if look, see, I thought like I'm going to be in jail probably for public drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not going to be in there long.
Yeah,
and we're gonna talk it up a little bit. So he would never kick a bomb over to me because
right.
we'll be buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to catch collateral damage, buddy. That's a small
not.
Cell.
It's fine. Everything will be fine.
Damage.
Everything will be fine. He'll blow the wall
shrapnel.
Up mm-hmm. and we'll leave. And mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the deal.
Okay.
I bet you're in an interior wall. That's going to be a mistake.
We'll still get out. He got a lot of bombs. And he can kick one over to me and I'll throw it to the next wall.
Where does he get those bombs from?
It doesn't matter. Right. He has them.
They're constant.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he get
that?
That
is something.
And he's blowing me out of prison.
he's blowing you in prison?
Woo! He's blowing me out of prison.
Yeah, damn right he will.
Thank God he's got goggles.
Blow you out
all the way out of prison. All
right, the worst cellmate, I think, for me would be probably Ganon.
Mm. Pig face.
Mainly, I don't. That's a sight to wake up to. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. And, you know, I don't. He already kind of lives in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he'd be at home. Like, he wouldn't care about anything about prison.
Yeah.
And he'd wake up and he'd be like, I don't, whatever. But I would be on edge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm in there for public drunkenness.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But
right.
he's in there for like kidnapping princesses.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
And that's, I don't really do that.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Mm.
That's not my thing.
Not yet.
I drink.
You haven't evolved to that level.
No.
Of crime
no.
Yet.
Not at all.
Princess extortion.
Yeah. So we would have nothing in common.
No.
What am
no.
I going to talk to Gannon about?
Right.
Magic.
I pride myself in being able to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you talk to Gannon about? So you kidnapped a princess.
Triforce.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
What do I know about the fucking Triforce? Nothing.
Just make it up. He don't care.
I hate Zelda.
You got a lot of time. You got a lot of time.
Roy, what you got?
What do I got? All right, interesting. I took this in a different direction.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, wow. Well.
My ideal roommate would be Earl from Toe Jam and Earl.
Okay.
Mm. Number one.
Yeah.
Earl's got a lot of street cred.
Right.
I feel
right.
like I could use that while I'm in prison.
Okay.
Ducking the gangs.
Right.
Okay. Number two, speaking of gangs, I feel like all the gangs would like Earl. He's like, you know, he's like a rapper, but he's famous, but he's also like.
Right.
No, he's faux pas. He ain't real.
No, he's wow. he's very real. He's like the Fat Boys. Remember the Fat Boys?
No.
They were the movie with
yeah.
the orderlies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
No. You remember the Fat
no,
Boys?
No, but continue.
Were they cops? Keep going, keep going.
Were no. they cops in the movie?
I don't remember that.
I remember part. The Ghetto
I
Boys.
I remember they were working in a mental
The Ghetto Boys
institution.
Are good.
Maybe that's oh, what
the,
I'm thinking of.
The Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster?
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my
mm-hmm.
point is...
Point is...
My point is, Earl, I feel like he could get along with the gangs and protect me.
Right.
Maybe we could even join a couple of the gangs.
So you would hold his pocket?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
If he asks you to hold his pocket, will you hold his pocket for a bag of Doritos?
Bag of Doritos.
Would you
I'm the
it?
Mayor.
Okay. Never mind.
Whatever. Just
that one went over all your heads.
Just don't call me Shorty.
Forget
I don't
about
care.
It. Go. Right. Go.
I'm down with that.
That means you're his bitch, by the way, if you hold
yeah,
his pocket.
I got what it is.
Okay.
It did go over everyone's.
Okay. All right. It's a thing.
Apparently yeah. it is.
I have no personal experience. I've just
okay.
heard.
Okay. All right. You're ruining it.
Right.
And
Doritos.
My, you know, I feel like if this, again, this is not a man. It's not really a woman either,
what
per se.
It?
My, Dude. My least optimal cellmate, if they put me in like a solitary cell,
uh-huh.
would be
right.
Navi the Fairy from the N64.
Annoying ass motherfucker.
The N64 Zeldas, where she constantly goes, hey, listen, hey,
over here.
Listen, over here. Hey, listen, listen. And that would drive me. Cause here's the thing. I don't think other people would hear it, but I would hear it
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm.
And it's
slowly drive you insane.
It would drive you to insanity.
It would literally, mm. I would start writing with my own shit on the walls. I would. Mm. I would
well,
be like,
let's start the insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You were waiting for that one. I couldn't deal with it. You couldn't deal with it.
No.
She's the worst part of those games.
No.
Other than the cutscenes
oh, yeah.
you can't skip.
It's a shame.
A constant, listen, hey, listen,
listen, blink.
Hold my pocket.
Well, I'll go next. All right, first off, well, here's what I would not want to be. I would not want to be with the, you know, the lava boss from Gears of War?
Mm-mm.
The one that chases you all over the place? I forget the name. Wow. It just runs at you. It charges at you.
You mean the Berserker?
Oh, Berserker. Oh, yeah, the Berserker is the I would
the
not
the emulsion Berserker
right.
from Gears of War 3.
The thing's insane.
Oh, it's totally
first off,
insane.
If you were in a you know in a closed cell with this thing, every now and then it would have to berserk a little bit.
Right,
it'd be disgusting. It would kill you.
Well, yeah.
And first off, we were in a cell for crimes that weren't even that bad to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there. I stole a copy of Battletoads. not a big deal. It's really not a big deal.
Petty theft. Petty
and
theft.
Even though he's a bad guy, he wasn't really. He didn't do anything that bad.
No,
he went ice skating and he just melted the ice. I know it's a bad mischief.
Yeah, you can't get a break. It's racism. That's
well, in court they said they you know they're like, well, you kind of knew what you were doing here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
he went over the ice fucking.
I'm
he's
guilty.
A dick.
Yeah, I fucking.
But I would not want to be in a cell with him. You would get locked in solitary. But if you were locked in solitary, it would just be well,
you
get split up.
So
it would
be you. Yeah.
So you
the two
don't,
of you,
you
the
don't,
two of you get locked in dual solitary.
You don't want him as your cellmate.
I do not.
You do not.
No, who I'd want as my cellmate is Vector Man.
Vector Man.
The ball.
Interesting.
Because here's the thing. I feel like Vector Man would be. There's no bullshit in there. See, if I went to prison,
right?
I'd be like, all right, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And Vector Man, he's not going to just go, oh, fuck, we're in prison. No, he's going to go, I need to get the fuck
let's
out of here.
Break the
so
fuck
as soon
out.
As we got in the cell, we would go.
He would vector.
All right, let's get out of here like ASAP.
Angles.
He doesn't talk.
What?
He doesn't talk.
No, he mumbles. He mumbles.
Instead of you.
Yeah, well.
So that's a marriage made.
He's got like a synthetic.
Yeah. Like to be a fly in the wall.
He's got like a synthetic voice. So I would say, all right, well, let's agree here. We need to get the hell out of here now. There's going to be no mingling with anybody.
No, just you and
him. There's
going
to be no working our way through the system.
Right.
It's going to be we plan it out. We plan a night when no one's paying attention. Mm. And we just get the fuck out of there. It's all business. Hmm. All business. And we just break out.
Mm.
Just drill. If we get in a situation where he's got a drill, we drill. If we got to blow something up, we blow it up.
Mm.
And then we just get the fuck out of there. That's it.
Did you bury the Battletoads copy you're coming back for it or what?
Yeah, I buried it next to some oak tree.
Doing five to ten for Battletoads?
Ryan, what is it with you and Battletoads?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like it. It's well done.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's
a well done first travesty. Well,
it's a shame because it could have been really, really good.
Yeah, it could have been.
You know,
lessons weren't learned.
All right, guys, it's time for the Thrilla and Pixzilla segment. In this segment, we're going to compare two games, two of the best fighting games of all time: Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2.
Rory. Well, Rory is
they're two of the most storied fighting games of all time.
Absolutely.
Rory is a fighting game snob.
I am an adamant disliker of the Mortal Kombat franchise on numerous levels.
Well, that's a shame because I think it's way better than Street Fighter.
We're going to find out.
Triggered.
So I'll tell you what. They're getting ready for the fight.
Oh, shit.
So why don't we head down to the floor for the ring announcements?
Oh, man.
In corner number one, making its arcade debut in 1992, this game quickly established its place in the fighting world. Featuring seven digitized playable characters, this game's extreme violence changed games forever. Electronic Gaming Monthly awarded it the most controversial game of 1993. Its finishing moves are the reason the ESRB exists today. From Midway, Mortal Kombat! In quarter number two, this game entered the gaming world in 1991, consisting of a total of eight playable characters, each with their own unique fighting style. This game also introduced the combo system to the fighting genre. Over 14 million console ports have been sold worldwide, making it what most consider to be the best pound-for-pound fighting game of all time. From Capcom, the World Warrior, Street Fighter 2! Let's get pixelated!
Is on.
Let's get to it.
On like Donkey Kong.
Let's talk about Mortal Kombat.
Ew.
What do you mean, fuck you. What do you mean?
Mortal Kombat has no redeeming values. Thank you.
That's all you have to say?
That is...
that's ridiculous.
It really is ridiculous.
It's so silly.
Well, like, honestly, there's literally zero redeeming qualities to Mortal Kombat.
The fighting combo system doesn't exist. It doesn't even have combos.
Okay.
It has punches. And sweep kicks.
It has high kick, low kick, high punch, low punch.
The characters are very balanced.
There's special moves.
Block, special moves.
It's so janky. The animations.
Oh, the animation.
Oh, my God.
Like real model. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so jumpy. Everything is jumpy.
Well, I mean, it looks better in the second game. I mean, yeah, they were just getting it down in the first game.
I'd rather watch dogs fuck. No.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
I really would. My dog.
What do you think about Mortal Kombat 2?
All right, what do I think about Mortal Kombat
2? I mean, you're a fan of Mortal Kombat 2. Mortal Kombat, yeah, yeah.
Well, first off, I think Mortal Kombat was more of a shock when it came out.
Yes, sure.
Right, it pushed the envelope a lot farther. I know it came out after Street Fighter.
Sure, but it definitely pushed the envelope.
With the way it looked, the digitized graphics, I personally think the music's better in Mortal Kombat.
Yes, agree.
I think the sound's a lot
much better.
I think it looks better.
It definitely looks
better. Yeah, absolutely.
The music is so iconic for all of the characters in Street Fighter. Get the hell out of here.
I disagree. The main theme
the
of
Guile
Mortal
theme
Kombat,
is a fucking great song. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, here we go. Here's some Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Mortal Kombat's a lot darker game.
Very much so.
It's darker in every way. There's less light in the game.
It's more intense. The fights are more intense.
More intense.
The rounds go faster.
It feels more intimidating.
Yes.
When you play it.
The rounds go faster.
And I think Mortal Kombat has more background, too, more story to it than Street Fighter.
To the best of my knowledge, Mortal Kombat is Bloodsport, but in another dimension.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody has to go to this magic island to fight for some reason.
You know, Van Damme was an inspiration for the game.
That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it's not true.
No, it is. It is true. Ironically, though, he was in the game, or in the movie Street Fighter.
Van Damme was?
Van Damme was in that movie.
Oh, that's right. He played Guile. That's right. He did play Guile.
Yeah.
Well, that movie was terrible.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad
movie. Mortal Kombat?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah, they were both
awful. Mortal Kombat was like cheesy on a almost like so cheesy there was something endearing about that movie. Mortal Kombat. But the Street Fighter movie was just ridiculous.
I really liked the theme.
Oh my god, yeah, fucking awesome. Well, if we're talking about the sound in the games, the fucking announcer from Mortal Kombat is fucking awesome.
Finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Fatality.
See, that's iconic.
Fucking,
you that, win.
Yes.
Well, there is no awesome narrator into the Street Fighters.
Right, there's not.
Right. I mean, that guy, and then the fucking Toasty, when the guy comes in from the side, that's fucking funny. I love that.
It might have, with fatalities aside, because that's not really the case, but it might take itself a little too seriously.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Where Street Fighter might be a little more fun. Now, the fatalities are ridiculous. So
yeah, they are.
It kind of redeems itself there. Right. But it is a darker,
drearier
game.
I like Mortal Kombat because I do not like combos.
Okay.
Well,
I personally don't like, because I don't have any.
Exactly. They suck. All right.
I don't like the combo shit, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat's just straight up. The characters are more even. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you do have to learn their moves. I mean, they do have moves.
Sure.
It's not like they're all exactly the
same. I'll
give
you that they all have the same attacks. Like, that. All those animations are identical. There's no quirks to them. And their specials are unique. Some of them have better specials than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Scorpion Sub-Zero are, hands down, the better players to be than, say, Sonya.
Well, the Scorpion, I mean, when you can just grab the guy and drag him
get
across
over
the screen. That's
here.
One of the best moves ever.
That's an awesome move. And then the freeze from Sub-Zero.
Yeah, a lot of the moves were really cool. And
I think it's easier with the D-pad. I fucking hate the D-pad for fighting games. I'm fucking terrible with it. But I think it's a lot easier to pull off in Mortal Kombat, pull off a special move. In Street Fighter, I'm probably doing it wrong, but when you're supposed to go down, like, let's say you want to throw the Hadouken, it's down, right, and then right, you have to sweep it. I can, and then hit the low punch.
Yeah,
I always fuck it up. It's like, I get it every once in a while, it works, or it just doesn't work every time. But in Mortal Kombat, it feels like when I do one of those sweep moves, that it works.
Your timing has got to be.
Maybe it is.
Street Fighter 2 is not a forgiving game. Like, they didn't, compared to, say, like Alpha, the Alpha series, which came out after, they're a lot more forgiving in that type of move. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Street Fighter 2 is very, you must do it at a certain time in a certain way, like at a certain second. If
right.
you fuck it up, then count, doesn't register.
Right, and that's the thing for me. If it's easier for me to master the moves in Mortal Kombat, and it just makes it more fun for me, obviously, if I can actually pull the shit off, and I don't know.
I think Mortal Kombat's the easier game.
I do too.
No, yeah.
On a console
port,
I can, you know, beat Mortal Kombat 1. I've beaten that as a kid.
Yeah,
I can get farther in that game now.
All the Mortal Kombats. See, Mortal Kombat is like a C movie that replaces like plot and characters and like everything with gore. Like it's one of those movies that are just like, it's shocking, but there's actually nothing beyond like the gore. Like you're just like, this is a shit movie or a shit game with nothing, and honestly,
with
very
no,
few
with no substance, qualities. You're saying?
Yeah. Oh, the fighting system is so shit in those games. It is so shit. Well, it's just punch, 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 leg sweep, leg sweep. You can kill everybody in that game doing the leg sweep.
That's all you need to do. With the projectiles, it's not
except Goro. You can't leg sweep Goro.
No, you can't. Well, I mean, yeah, but you can't just leg sweep everyone the whole time.
You get into a groove in that game, and that's all they'll do to you.
I kind of like the characters better in Mortal Kombat.
They have
they
more
just
character.
Had, yeah.
But
yeah.
They, and they were all, just, I don't know, I mean, they were just, a lot of them were just really memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're all different.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I think they're much more memorable and, you know, ethnic stereotypes in the Street Fighter series. I mean, they're still kicking around. If I told, think about who's in the, at least the first Mortal Kombat, okay?
You have Johnny Cage,
right.
guy with no shirt on,
Liu Kang.
Generic guy, Liu Kang, Bruce Lee knockoff guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have the girl.
Sonya.
You have the two palette swap ninjas, mm-hmm. Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kano, guy in white shirt with metal
right.
eye.
Right. right. And that's the first one. And there's more.
And then Raiden.
There are more Raiden. And there are more characters in that game than there are the original Street Fighter 2 game. There's only like six characters.
There's eight, and the bosses you can't be until the later revisions.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So there's actually more. There's 8 and 12 versus 7.
Right, well, there's hidden characters, too, in the Mortal Kombat game.
In Mortal Kombat, you can be...
Reptile
if you hit up and start at Toasty.
Down and start,
Is it down and start?
Yeah, when Toasty comes in, it's down and start.
It's funny to hear that sound effect, but that actually, to me, is more than game-breaking. That's like the equivalent of the Tim and Eric Awesome Show,
but
in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you are so cheesy with like bringing your developers like out of nowhere that just his head pops up.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was unique. It was something different. People didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
it's a little, it's a sound effect with the guys. How is it game breaking? It's just a sound. It's funny.
It takes you out of it.
Because you know you fucking wreck somebody with an awesome uppercut when he comes flying in. It's even better. Toasty. And you're like, yeah, I'm fucking amazing.
And I know Mortal Kombat came out in 92, Street Fighter in 91.
Mm-hmm.
But Mortal Kombat, just graphically, I think if you were walking by both arcades, just the backgrounds, sounds great.
I agree that it looks better on a whole, but I will say Street Fighter's backgrounds are way more detailed. There's a lot more going on in the backgrounds. It's cartoonish.
What looks better now, 25 years in the future?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Street Fighter. Street Fighter it stands up. The sprites are still being hacked.
There's a lot going on in the backgrounds of Street Fighter, which I appreciate, and I would say that the backgrounds are more well done. It's just, it's not as realistic looking. It depends what you're after. I mean, you can't really say one's better than the other. It's just an opinion. It's an opinion.
That digitized thing. No, it's a fact. You're wrong.
Okay.
Digitized is, it does not age well. It's like N64 or early PlayStation 1. Like, it just has not aged well.
All right. So let's talk Street Fighter 2 then. So what do you like so much about, or how do you feel about that particular
that game, as the ring announcer alluded to, I love that song. As the ring announcer alluded to, it invented the combo system in the way that has just constantly been iterated and stolen and perfected. I mean, when Ryan said that this is like the biggest fighting games ever, the best fighting, I almost threw up in my mouth because we're not including SNK. Like SNK or Neo Geo, they make the best fighting games ever.
No, what I mean, 91.
Okay, all right.
So at the time.
At the time, like, they had Fatal Fury going, which is kind of like a shit Street Fighter. Fatal Furies, the original ones.
Right.
They're kind of like a shit Street Fighter clones that didn't have their shit together. But the later Fatal Furies, oh, man, like, the real bouts, the last three, Jesus Christ. Like, those games are fucking amazing.
No, I agree. But Street Fighter 2, I mean, it's still one of the greatest of all time. Even with the SNK, because it influenced so much.
It's for me to go back and, I never play the World Warrior. I always play the revisions of Street Fighter, like the Turbos or the Hyper Fighting, because they're just better. They're cleaner. They've upped the stuff. There's bigger rosters, more characters. Street Fighter, to me, the characters, they're timeless. Like the sumo guy, the yoga guy, the wild man from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You have the two palette swap ninjas who have different outfits, but they have the same move sets. You have the Chinese girl. You have the giant Russian guy who's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the bosses, like Vega, the cage dancer from Spain.
Right.
The boxer.
Bella.
You have M. Bison.
Yeah.
You have Sagat, who's like, again, who plays a bigger role in the Alpha series because he got the scar across his chest from Ryu. I'm probably missing a character,
too. Well, Ryu and Ken are the same guy. You didn't mention them, but that's because they're the same guy.
No, he did.
Oh, did you mention him? Oh, okay.
He said the same movesets.
The ninja palette swap.
I mean, a lot of fighting games have that kind of quirk where they just palette swap people. Mortal Kombat, the later ones especially, there's like eight of like the Scorpion palette swap people.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
There's
yeah.
like Smoke and Noob Saibot and all these other freaking ones.
Yeah.
Enough. Don't you think Street Fighter 2, though, I mean, the original, was... A lot of the characters were too imbalanced against each other. You don't feel that way?
I think Ken and Ryu are way overpowered.
Well, no, I feel the most powerful guy in the game is actually Dalsim. Because you can reach across the whole damn
screen. Yoga Fire.
He actually is the most overpowered, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's true, because of his reach. Has that thing where he just does like a cyclone.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that. His jump attacks are undefended. Right. You barely cannot defend it, because he has one for his head and one for his legs. It's very hard, because it's like a shallow dive at you. It's very tough to balance with that one. Some of them are kind of shitless. Like, I never pick Zagnef, the wrestler, or any of the wrestling people.
No, he's hard to beat.
They're very hard to beat.
Balrog, like, the boxer.
Their moves.
In the later ones?
Yeah.
Blanca's he's hard really to hard too. To beat.
He's all right. I mean, he's Blanca's the charge tough. Guy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I prefer Blanca's Twitch to charge. Too. I always prefer Blanca, Twitch to charge.
It's weird. Blanca's the only thing that isn't human in the Street Fighter games. Am I right? I mean, he's not human, right? I mean, he's some kind of freak, right?
Well,
right.
There are supernatural. It doesn't really make sense, because he was a boy who was lost in like a plane crash, and he was raised in the jungle. So why is he electric? And
I think the eels. He got it from the eels.
Yes,
electric eels.
Right. Yeah. I don't really understand that part. Well, it's still a human.
But he doesn't look anything like a human. I mean,
not anymore.
He's fucking.
He looks like a monster.
I don't get that point.
Street Fighter 2 is probably the first thing I think of when I hear the word arcade.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like really? The first I thing I think of. Street Fighter 2.
It was the biggest game.
To me, it's synonymous in the world. Arcade.
Like, fucking pack.
Not only did it come out before Mortal Kombat, I feel like it's the biggest fight. Every other fighting game copied that formula and said, I got to get me a piece of that. We're going to start making knockoffs. And started a whole glut
with the rounds, you mean, with the three rounds? Like, is that what you mean? Like, this.
Yeah, but not only that, like, that took fighting games to the next level.
Agree.
Like Street Fighter 1, I think it's called Fighting Street on like ports for like the Turbo Graphics. It is god fucking awful. Yeah. You can only be Ryu and you fight like eight people and like the moves barely work, like down to forward punch. Works when it wants to, not when you want it to.
Feels like that's how
all. But see, that's the thing. I think that's why Mortal Kombat became so popular, because it didn't take a lot from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
King of the Fighters took a lot from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they took the three round bout from them.
Okay.
And, otherwise, I'm not really sure what they took. I mean, how else would you set up a fighting game? I mean, you kill the one guy and then you got to fight the next guy.
Right.
And then you got to fight the next guy and then the next guy.
Here's something that really sucks about Mortal Kombat. After you beat all the people, then you have to do the freaking endurance rounds. We have to fight two guys back to back on one life bar. Then you have to fight Goro, who's cheap as shit. Like, God.
Oh, it's not easy.
Interesting character. But unless
that's
you're
why
like
being Raiden,
guy. Yeah, you have to be
Raiden,
a
you could
character.
Just fly right at him and just nail him against the wall.
And then you fight Shang Tsung, who's like the ability to mimic every other character in the game. He's actually kind of a letdown. Goro's much tougher. Should have ended up
with Goro. Goro is more impressive. Yeah.
He's much tougher. Because you can't really do much with Goro. He like he blocks a lot of stuff. He can block jump kicks. Straight up block him and you fall straight down, and then he just punches you, or he grabs you, and he like bitch slaps you with his two of his other hands that aren't holding you, and it takes like half your life.
It's unfair at some points. It does feel unfair.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can't get behind it. The lack of a combo system in the game, a real combo system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they added it in the third game. I mean, it finally came in the third game, but we're not talking about the third game. We're talking about the first and second game.
The Street Fighter II got so much right on its first release that they've just been perfecting it even more, just adding just a little bit more. I mean, that game is essentially unchanged from Street Fighter II, the World Warrior, to Hyper Street Fighter Anniversary. It's the same goddamn format with the same goddamn sprites, and the same goddamn everything. Except, you know, they add turbo modes to it, so it gets faster. Because it is kind of slow compared to the non-turbo versions. You notice it.
It's slow compared to Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's way faster. Way faster. It's a different kind of a thing.
I'll give you that in Mortal Kombat, you can get wrecked in less than 20 seconds in that game by anybody.
And also the movement of the characters.
Yeah, I feel like Mortal Kombat's more of a bob and weave type of thing, where you have to wait a second. When in Street Fighter, you do a combo.
Right.
Mortal Kombat's just more of a wait and see what the other guy's going to do. It's almost like boxing.
There are no specials in the sense of like finishing moves.
Right.
That didn't get invented in the Street Fighter world until after Mortal Kombat, but there's no fatalities ever. But like, there's no like down to forward twice, and then punch or kick or all three punches and kicks that are the staple of all fighting games nowadays. None of that existed in the World Warrior. That wasn't invented until Hyper Fighting, or I know the SNKs, you know, they ran away with that first maybe. But Mortal Kombat, other than the fatalities, which again, they're all unique. They don't share them. To the best of my knowledge, they were kind of like not advertised either.
What's that? The Mortal Kombat?
Like the fatalities. Like, I'm not really sure how people learn them, because like if you saw Street Fighter,
it would have
more keys.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm talking about the arcade per se, not necessarily the ports.
Oh,
the arcade pre-internet times. Like the Street Fighter would have like people's move sets. Yeah, they would say down to forward punch, right, back, hold back, forward. Mortal Kombat, I don't believe they advertised, here's how you rip a guy's spine out.
No,
like, I don't believe they did that. So I don't know how people learn that.
It was word of mouth shit.
Like, know? I think over time, Street Fighter became a better game as it went on and grew.
Yeah. I don't think it absolutely. Well, it went the opposite.
No, I'm saying Street Fighter came out as an A.
I feel like Street Fighter came out as an A.
You think
and
it
just
did?
Got. Kept adding pluses and get better and better and better.
Okay.
But Mortal Kombat came out. Again, I don't like it, but I can understand how people maybe would like it. And I feel like they've gotten worse and worse.
I mean, Mortal Kombat X.
To the point it's a
granted,
joke.
It's, you know, the gameplay is not as good as the newer Street Fighters, the Mortal Kombat X, the newer Mortal Kombat.
I've
but,
seen some videos.
But it's hysterical.
I haven't played a Mortal Kombat game since 3.
It's making a mockery itself. And the violence is so funny
games.
And the fatalities.
Yeah,
that's what you're playing for.
Right, yeah. Like
you're
the
not
one,
playing to.
Yeah, different kind of entertainment.
You're fighting to the
like
fatality.
The girl does the split and punches the guy in the nuts and they explode. Like, would they have to do like a 3D? Right.
And it goes
it's
on
insane.
And on and on.
It's gratuitous. And that's part of the fun of it, though.
But that's the newer ones.
Yeah. I like the challenge. For me, Mortal Kombat takes, you know, and I like Street Fighter too, but Mortal Kombat for me is a more fun experience on account of it doesn't get as stale as quick. There's always a fatality. Everybody has two fatalities and you can keep being different people trying them all. You know what
Plus
I mean?
Plus there are level based ones in some of them, like pits.
Right.
Or spikes in the ceiling.
That's what keeps it fun.
Interactive
for me.
Backgrounds and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
So let's go around. Ryan, Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter 2?
I would say Mortal Kombat. I like Mortal Kombat.
I like Mortal Kombat too.
Based on nostalgia, unfortunately, I gotta actually go Street Fighter 2.
That's not unfortunate, whatever you like.
Yeah. I just used to play it constantly with my buddy. But I can see where, I mean, Mortal Kombat is just like, when you look at it, when you play it, it tends to feel like a more interesting game, but I do have to go.
There's something about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's more of a, like a ethereal feeling towards it.
Right.
I don't know, but I would actually have to go Street Fighter 2.
All right, Rory.
Well, big surprise.
Mortal Kombat is a bad game.
We didn't ask you how you feel about Mortal Kombat. We asked you which game you like
better.
Did you
say Mortal Kombat was a better game?
No, he's saying a bad game. He's not even saying it's not as good. Right. He's just flat out calling it a bad game.
I don't feel...
It's like I got
a question. During our
Captain
planning
Contrarian,
session,
Captain
I argued that I don't think that this game should even be in this discussion. Like, I don't believe it belongs here at all.
It's a popular game. They were just as popular as each other when it came out.
Oh, absolutely. This is the game that
they went head to head.
Even people who don't know about video games would say it's
Mortal
Kombat Street Fighter 2.
I'll give you that.
Why do I keep saying Street Fighter 2?
It's Brady and Manning of like fighting games.
I would say
that's true. The other one was a side scroller.
It's solid gold Brady versus the Cleveland Browns.
Jesus.
Wait, Larry, I got a question for you.
Nobody can take you seriously when you say shit like that.
I got a question for you. What would you rather play?
Okay.
Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Or Journey Escape?
Oh.
Oh, wow. You got to think about
it. Okay. Mute him. Mute him. He's done.
You got to think about it.
No.
That's
Mortal Kombat.
Okay, it pained him to say
it. At least it's more than one song in freaking Mortal Kombat. No, Mortal Kombat is poo. No.
Well, we got a draw.
Yeah, we do have a draw, guys.
We got a draw.
I can at least admit that the other game is still a good game.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
They're both... Well,
never play Mortal Kombat.
You just
never.
Don't like it, or you suck at it. There's something behind this.
No.
Do you think it's too hard because you don't have combos?
Okay. Nobody at this table is an enthusiast to fighting games.
That is true.
Okay?
That is true.
It's true.
When you say that I like Mortal Kombat, that's like saying like to like a musician, like this musician that's a hack is a really good musician, or this comedian if you're like in the industry. We're not in the industry, but like you're a comedian. And this guy who rips off other people's jokes is a great comedian. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I cannot agree.
Well, go to the musician route. So we all understand. I mean, I'm a musician. Go to the musician route.
That's like saying, like, we're not Van Halen fans, but Eddie Van Halen is a pretty good guitar player.
Very good.
Okay?
Very good.
A virtuoso.
Okay. Right.
That's like saying, like, the guy that plays, I don't know, in
the Kaiser Chiefs.
No. Yeah, why not? The Kaiser Chiefs going. This is better than Eddie Van Halen.
The guy from Poison, Cecil B., whatever the fuck his name is.
That's not what we're saying at all. That's not what we're saying at all. Because when you
I'm saying your opinion is shit and uninformed.
When
die.
You say that means that you're giving yourself totality there. Like your opinion is the one that matters because one of them is better than the other. No, it's which music sounds better to you. Which music do you like better? Not who's better at making it or who's the more talented guitarist. It's which one sounds better to you. Do you see what I mean? It's not this guy is definitely better than the other guy. Okay, yeah, Eddie Van Halen's better than the
Dream
guy from
Theater,
Poison.
Dream Theater,
but some people might like the way
there,
Poison sounds better than Van Halen. That's
I kind of actually see where he's coming from, though.
My point is,
you're saying that the people that made Street Fighter are better game makers than the people that made Mortal Kombat is what he's saying.
I agree with that statement as well, but that's not my point. My point is your opinion as not being a fight enthusiast is less valuable. When you say that, like, you don't know what you're talking about when you say that. Like, that can't be possibly what you
no,
actually think.
No, because it's what's more fun to me. The game is more fun. It's, which is also saying, which sounds better to me? Which guitar sounds better to me?
Okay,
you can be a great musician and you can't write a fucking song.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying
it'd be great, but you suck.
Your enjoyment for this franchise, even though it is a weaker in every measurable way.
In your opinion, it is. In your fucking opinion, it is.
No, in everyone's opinion. That's right.
Because you have to. If you're talking about like the guy from Poison,
right?
I can't believe we're going back to music again. Yeah. But if you're talking about the guy from Poison and you're talking about Eddie Van Halen,
right?
There's no question who the better guitar player is.
Right.
Generally, I guess we're comparing apples and oranges. It's not fair. But generally, the better guitar player, it has more knowledge to make something sound better to the listener.
Okay. But let's just say there's 1,000 bands out there that are fucking really talented. Okay.
Sure. Breaking news.
That nobody likes.
1,000 bands out there.
Now, I'm kind of contradicting these because what I'm saying, I kind of like the bands that nobody likes, but what you call is more Nickelback's more popular. They're horrible in my opinion, but they, you know what I mean? They're
right.
More people like them.
But that's that goes to what he's saying. That's going to what Rory's saying, where if you're to be, I'm going to sound like such a pretentious prick right now, but mm-hmm. whatever. I feel like if you're not into music, like we all really like music,
right.
We're all going to go, we're going to dig deep down to find something that we like. Okay, where someone who listens to Nickelback is just going to WMMR.
Right.
Nobody knows what WMMR. It's a radio station around here. Right. That's what they're going to play is Nickelback.
Yeah.
Right.
So someone who listens to, you know, MMR is going to be like, okay, that sounds cool. I'm cool with that. And then that's it. But they don't realize that there's so much better shit out there.
Okay. But I've played both games. I know the other shit's there and I still don't think it's as good. It's just a personal opinion.
Okay.
I'm not judging anybody on, you know, which one of these guys got a better fucking score in MIT, a better fucking grade when he came out of MIT. I don't care. I care what's more fun. Or if the guy went to Juilliard or he fucking learned guitar in a garage. It doesn't matter. Whatever sounds better, whatever is more fun.
Okay.
That's kind of how I compare it.
Shang Tsung is a magical warlord.
Don't you know? And I'm not a fighting game enthusiast at all. It is so fucking subjective. To say that because some guy is a, you know.
It is, though. I mean, this is the thing when it comes to, like, talking about any kind of, like, artistic endeavor.
Because
you can talk about this with fucking movies.
One is not better than the other. It's
what's like considered one of the greatest movies of all time is Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is Citizen Kane, like, okay, it's good.
Right.
But, you know, I would much rather watch fucking Silence of the Lambs or something like that. You know what I mean?
Because it's a better movie to you. Who cares if the lighting was unique and, you know, that's like saying the Beatles are the best band ever because they did it first. I don't.
But sometimes it's also like, who's pushing the envelope more? And, okay, in terms of gore, Mortal Kombat, I guess, did it. But who's making a more innovative game and or art? Like, you know, sometimes you got to look at it that. Right. But what you're saying, Eric, is it doesn't matter if you're pushing it further if it's not fun or not enjoyable to watch.
Mortal Kombat did it better, then why would I play Street Fighter?
Right.
I mean,
sure.
Right.
Well, we'll get on to our next topic: Led Zeppelin versus Pink Floyd.
Oh, all right, wow!
Oh, that's hold on, that's fighting. Yeah, they are fighting words.
Wow.
By the way,
we don't have time.
Wait, no. You brought it up, so real quick, honestly, because I need to know.
Pink Floyd, without even thinking twice.
I say Pink Floyd. I know Ryan.
Led Zeppelin.
Rory. Led fucking Zeppelin.
Oh, we're split again. Next episode.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Thrill and Pixilla. Pink Floyd versus Zeppelin.
Let's get the hell out of here. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and find us at our new email address, emulatethispodcast@gmail.com, and go to our website, www.emulatethis.net. Well, that sounded weird.
How many W's?
You don't even have to say www anymore.
It's not required.
It's assumed.
Emulatethis.net. Go to that and have fun.
Peace.
Bye.
Or not.
I'm going to get on my boat, and I'm going upriver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch bison's ass so hard that the next bison wannabe is going to feel it. Now, who wants to go home, and who wants to go with me? Yeah!